We've had quite the run of the 10-question sit-down series so far, but we're far from done. And as we move through the Islanders' dressing room, we come across the stall of number 6 in the blue and orange, Ryan Pollock. And Ryan, thanks so much for joining us here for the 10-question sit-down. The first one is, when you look back at your career, with many, many years already on Long Island, what do you think is the best game in there that you've ever played?
I mean, I think some of those games in the playoffs, you look back to those, I don't know if I can pick one specific one, but no, I think maybe game 4 against Tampa. I mean, obviously it ended in dramatic fashion, but, you know, I think just a game I'll always remember.
A lot of the answers we've been getting have had to do with playoffs, right? Like, I felt like I was at my best when it mattered the most, and it sounds like that's the case for you too.
Yeah, I think so. I think you find another level, you're you know, kind of anything goes. I mean, you're really putting your everything on the line to try to win, and I think that just brings the best out of you. I think the hostility in the game, the hostility, you know, whether you're playing at home, the crowd, I think just all that thing is just like more energy that just kind of really brings the best out of everyone.
Who do you think is the most underrated player in the NHL right now?
I'm going to stick within our team and just say, I think there's, you know, I think Holmer for one, you know, I bet you could ask a lot of different fan bases around the league and they wouldn't really know who he is, but I think, you know, his skill and his shot, and, you know, I think he's, you know, you've seen him take some steps in the last couple of years, but I think there's even more there that you're going to see down as he, you know, matures and stuff. And I just think he has so many intangibles that are so elite that you're just going to see his game grow.
If a fan wants to meet you, perhaps they want an autograph, when's the best time for them to approach you?
I don't know, whenever, really. I mean, I think, you know, if I'm out somewhere, you know, it's I don't mind whenever. You know, I look back as being a child back home, you know, junior hockey player, you know, you idolize those guys and you always want to meet them. So I think, you know, wherever I am, you know, if someone wants to, you know, say hi or whatever, it's all good.
Ryan Pollock's always free game out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's never a bother. I, you know, would love to, you know, put a smile on someone's face if that's what it is, then that'd be great.
Speaking of smiles on your faces, have you ever been pranked by a teammate in this room?
Yeah, I think I got a water cup under the helmet before a few years back by probably Pager. If I had to guess,
he is far and away the most popular answer to that question.
I think he's pretty much the number one answer for that. Yeah.
Are you willing to say another prank that he did on somebody else that you've witnessed that is an all-timer?
I don't know for sure if it was him, but I think the first name on the front of the helmet for practice is kind of comical, and I've seen a few of those in the last couple of years, so there's a chance it was him, but I can't say for sure.
That's fair enough. When you encounter a tough night at the rink, what's the best medicine for you personally to get over it and clear your mind right away?
I think just going home. You know, my wife, the dogs, now a new child. You know, you're going to have tough days. You hope not many, but throughout your career, there is going to be a tough day here and there. And yeah, I think it is important to, you know, you understand, you know, what went wrong. And sometimes you just got to kind of clear your mind. And I think the best way to do that is around, you know, family and your pets and kids and stuff.
What athlete do you admire most outside of hockey?
I think that's changed a little over time. I think, you know, there's a couple for me. I think Scottie Scheffler is one. What he's done the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, the pressure, the big moments, and he kind of always comes up clutch, I think is just so impressive. Yeah, that's probably the biggest one right now. just the composure he has, and you know, never really gets rattled. It's pretty impressive in a sport where it's so individualized like that.
Talking with Ryan Pollock here on the 10 questions sit down. A couple more for you, Ryan. And one, these are going to get kind of off the wall here at the end. When you look at your app or your smartphone, what's one application on it that you think everybody else needs to know about?
I don't think so. Nowadays, most of my time is on like Nanit and stuff, watching the baby monitors.
That's a good one, though. I mean, for folks out there who have newborns who are listening, you know, right now, you know, what?
Maybe.
When was the last time you got nervous about anything?
I think going to the hospital prior to, you know, our first child being born was, you know, pretty nerve-wracking. I had no idea what to expect. So it's probably the last time really, truly nervous. I mean, obviously before games, especially game one of the year, there's always some nerves. You know, as I've been in this longer, I mean, it's maybe not as strong of nerves, but there's still, you know, nerves before that first game of the year for sure. But
what's a question you get asked a lot that you're tired of answering?
I don't know if it's a question, but I feel like me and Pelly get mixed up all the time. So it's like, you know, someone's like, can you sign this? And it's a picture of Pelly or different things like that. Doesn't really bother me that much. We just kind of laugh about it, but it happens a lot, actually.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. You guys broke into the league about the same time, right? You're always on the same D pair. Names both start with a P in the last name.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we look the same, but we get mixed up a lot. I think Pelly was at a charity event at the start of the year, maybe Marty's, and I think he got congratulated on the new baby like 4 times, and he's like, "Yeah, that's not me." So it happens a lot.
Last part of this, Ryan, is I've got a question posed to you by a teammate. We talked with Scott Mayfield most recently. He wants to know about your dream vacation spot.
I mean, he's trying to make fun of me from the event we did, and they asked what country I would like to visit, and I thought I said South Africa. He said I said Africa, but South Africa I think would be cool, a safari.
Finally, I'm wondering if you have a question for David Riddick, who we're going to talk to tomorrow in Utah. Is there a question I can pass along to him?
Yeah. What's your inspiration for your goalie mask?
Okay. Goalie mask. New goalie mask this season. What's the inspiration behind it?
Yeah.